Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnah Yisrael, my Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey, and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah Yisrael being learned with Chosrav Shlomo Zalman of Zugos Amar Siyad Vechol Yitzchak Otzeim. This should be a bench with Asach Atzlach and Siyad Dishmaya. Good health, Parnasa B'Shefa, and Kol Tov Sela. And Mishnah continues: Halakech Mina Ani, someone that buys from the Ani himself, from the poor person himself. This poor person is an industrious fellow. He doesn't just go around collecting money and bits of food. He also sells that which he has. V'chein Ani Shnasolay Pruses Pasa Pilchad Vela. Also the Ani who he himself has a number of bits of bread and little pieces of fig cake that he received from different homeowners that he was collecting from. Ma'asam yikol echad v'echad. The person that bought from the ani or the ani himself, he has to take off from each piece of bread and from each fig cake. Since it's possible that one of them was meiser and one of them wasn't, each one needs its own meiser taken off. But tomorrow in Bagregres, however, when he has dates and dried figs, ba'el v'noidel, he can mix it all up together and take from there one onto everything. Meaning he mushes all them together and then he meisers them. The meiser is assumed to have equal parts of all the dates or figs because in the mushing and mashing process, we assume that everything was evenly mixed up. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, he qualifies that statement that we just made. Emasai, when is it the ani could take from one onto everything? Bezman shamatanim ruba. That's when the portions that he got from individual homeowners was a lot. He received a whole bunch of figs from one person and a whole bunch of figs, equal amount, from another person. Aval bezman shamatanim mu'etes. However, if he got a little bit from this person and a lot from that person, ma'asim yikol echad ve'echad, then he has to take off ma'aser from each individual amount that he received from those people. That's because we assume that when he has two different amounts received from two different people, they're not going to get evenly mixed up together when he mashes them, and therefore we'd have to take off individual meiser from each amount that he received from the individual people. And moving on to Mishnah Vav with a similar halacha, halakech min asitan, someone that buys from a wholesaler. Now this wholesaler buys grain from individual farmers and then sells large quantities to the store owners. So a person is buying from this wholesaler, v'chazav lakach menu shnia, and then he went back and bought a second time from this wholesaler. He's not to take meiser off from one portion that he bought onto the other portion that he bought. Even though he bought from the same exact bin, he left the store, came back a little bit while later, and bought grain from that same bin that he previously bought from. Even if it's the same exact type of grain. That's because since this wholesaler gets his grain from many different farmers, we have to assume that this is already different produce from a different farmer. However, this wholesaler is believed to say, Mishal Echadhim, you don't have to worry, these happen to be from the same farmer. You could trust the seitan in that case, and then he'd be able to take meiser from one onto the other. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin and Ches with similar halachas. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.